Hey, it's Paul Proteus, and welcome to In the News. And today, May 30th, Dateline, manspreading. This bullshit continues. And it comes from RT.com. Manspreading, new misdemeanor plaguing New York City subway, first arrests reported. What? Plaguing? It's not fucking rats. It's not locusts. It's bipeds with legs. Anyway, let's go on. Making yourself comfortable on a New York subway train could land you in hot water, especially if you occupy too much space. What appears to be the first ever arrest for so-called manspreading was revealed in a new report. Two Latino men were allegedly arrested for manspreading, sitting with knees wide open, thus occupying two seats on May 22nd, at 12:11 a.m., according to a report released by the Police Reform Organizing Project in New York. This is probably the first time manspreading has led to an arrest and court appearance. All right, so they pulled a little bit of slick bullshit in there. The misdemeanor is called manspreading. The fact that it was two Latino men is irrelevant. And what this actually is a slick little bit of misdirection to get you to immediately focus on the race of the people that it happened to. Instead of looking at, you know, the half of the species that this preternatural bullshit is named after, namely men. So men aren't supposed to complain about it, but if Latino men complain about it, it's because you're Latino. It's not because you're a man and the law is called manspreading and you were sitting. Anyway, let us continue. Although, according to the report, the judge said at the time of the arrest, there could not have been many passengers on the train. And well, crazy judge trying to use common sense and shit. She nevertheless slapped the two men with an ACD, which means that charges against them will be dropped if they don't get arrested for a fixed period of time, the report says. Now, obviously, it's not made clear what that fixed period of time is, but in a worst-case scenario, it could be a long-ass time. And just imagine you're a poor person, which means you're more likely to be stopped by the police, and you've got one of these manspreading charges against you. That adds a whole extra layer of bullshit to this. And I have difficulty believing that the judge had no discretion at all. Like, she couldn't have said, what is the fucking point of this? You're wasting my time. In January, the Metropolitan Transit Authority rolled out an ad campaign reminding men to mind the gap and keep knees closer together while seated on public transport. Entire blogs have been created to document the culprits who don't comply. Public shaming? Even actor Tom Hanks was publicly shamed, being called the new face of manspreading, which is kind of bullshit, really. Because if something has a new face, then it had to have an old face. But up until this bullshit started, people just generally accepted that this was one of the things you have to deal with when you're riding public transit, no matter where you are. Hanks excused himself, saying that the train was half empty. However, given what the judge did earlier in the story, Tom's rationale wouldn't have mattered. That excuse didn't work for the two men arrested in May, though. Robert Ganji, director of Police Reform Organizing Project, which compiled the report, says the NYPD is criminalizing a subway etiquette faux pas as an excuse to issue more fines and arrest people, most of whom are poor minorities. Now, this is another slick little piece of bullshit. Arrest more people, most of whom who are poor minorities. Okay, are most of them poor minorities? Yes, but you use the word people instead of men. So you're trying to evade the issue, because it should really be the NYPD is criminalizing a subway etiquette faux pas as an excuse to arrest and issue tickets to more men, most of whom who are poor minorities. But I guess we're not supposed to look at that. And he had this to say. We think it's driven by a quota system. There's almost no other rational explanation for why the cops would conduct this kind of arrest unless they're under pressure to meet certain numbers, to meet with their productivity goals, Ganji told RT's Maria Portnaya. All right. The case with the two Latino men allegedly arrested for manspreading is in a PDF file containing 117 vignettes on disrespect and abuse at the hands of NYPD officers over a period of several years. I'll link to the article, and the article has a link to the PDF. According to reports, the NYPD has allegedly issued more than 1,400 summons for manspreading this year. Wow, 1,400. And we just hit June 1st, so we're not even halfway through the year. We're at least looking at an annualized number of around 3,000. Remarkable. Or I guess about 80 a day for sitting improperly. Tickets. Nice. While police officers are working hard to contain this very serious matter, real crime in this city is on the rise. Reports in March said that the homicide rate in New York City spiked 20% in the first 2 months of 2015. Wow. Wow. This is a very serious matter. Men spreading their legs. RT reached out to the NYPD asking for confirmation about the manspreading arrests and questioned how many people have been arrested for manspreading. So far, the NYPD has not responded. And why am I not surprised by that? In the course of researching this egregious bullshit, I happened to find another story from the Muffington Post Lifestyle Section UK. I just want to read you this little paragraph. In a blog about why men feel the urge to spread and why they need to stop, the Guyliner wrote, "I suspect the reason men do this is very simple. We think we should. Sitting with knees together and legs in tight is a sign of weakness or homosexuality. Both social death, of course. So with this overbearing sense of self-consciousness, we have somehow decided that legs akimbo is the norm." Now, I don't actually know if there are aliens. And I also don't know if there are aliens, if they have ever visited Earth. But if aliens visited Earth, and if those aliens came from a planet called Fucktardia, and if an alien from that planet got a job as a journalist and had to explain why some men sit the way they do, this is the kind of paragraph I would expect from a fucking alien from Fucktardia who has no fucking idea about human beings, especially men. Because it's even fucking simpler than this piece of bullshit. Why do men sit like that? Because it's more comfortable. I don't care what the fuck you write after that. We sit that way because it's more fucking comfortable. It's not because of fear of being perceived as gay. And I myself am tired of this constant attempt to tie men and the things that men do to fear of being gay. Okay? I've met thousands of men. I can't think of many. Sorry about the sirens in the back. Something is burning up. I can't think of many who are genuinely homophobic. I can't. I'm tired of this bullshit. Anything that gets approached, anything talking about men, you got to throw homophobia in there somewhere. This whole manspreading thing is fucking insanity. I'm going to give you the reasons why I think this shit is crazy. First of all, I'm not really going to argue with people who are on the side of, I guess, combating manspreading as much as you can combat the way somebody sits. I don't know. You have a war on drugs. You have a war on terror. What do? You have a war on sitting. And I'm not going to argue, because one of the things I've learned is that you cannot use logic to argue against a position that doesn't make any fucking sense. It's impossible. It can't be done. You got to consider, when you're designing a train, you have to figure out, well, exactly how big is the average human being? And you factor that into the size of the cars, how many trips does the average train have to make, what's the wear and tear, etc. Because ultimately the goal is to fit as many human beings comfortably on the damn train as possible. So you figure out what the average is. And since men, on average, are larger human beings, we're going to take up more space. And we're going to take up even more relative space and an environment that is built for, I guess, let's call it the absolute fucking average. But this is me trying to use logic to argue against bullshit, and I'm already wasting my time. And as a man, you know, your natural position is to have your legs slightly apart or more. It's not to put your fucking legs together. I mean, if you're sitting as a dude right now, just sit down, take a look at your legs. Your legs probably aren't crossed. Why do I bring this particular story up? And why is this a big deal? Because some of you are going to say it's not a big deal. There's a city in Canada where one of their bylaws, there is a bylaw against standing or placing one's feet on tables, benches, planters, or sculptures. It's not permitted in a public place. A common sense would say, well, what is the big deal? The fine for the violation, I'm not sure what it is. It's somewhere between $50 and $300. And this is from the city's own website. The point of that particular bylaw was actually to prevent people from sleeping on public benches, which is something that you're more likely to do if you're homeless. The point of that is that that bylaw was actually used as leverage against the homeless. So homeless dude puts his feet on the bench, cop comes up, you can't do that, gives him a ticket. He's already homeless, he doesn't have the fucking money to pay. He goes on about his business until the next time he gets stopped by the cops and asked for ID. And by this point, there's a warrant out for his arrest, and now he's in jail. Now he's in the system. And I'm saying this because the same goddamn thing is going to happen with manspreading. You know, think about it. You're a homeless dude. You're in New York. It's cold. It's warmer on the train. So now you're on the train. You're quote-unquote manspreading. You got a warrant? Okay, off to jail you go. If you don't, you can't pay the fucking warrant pay the fucking ticket anyway. So you're going to jail eventually. This is one of the reasons I'm against it. And I'm kind of actually fucking baffled here as to how some of the same people who will jump up and down and say, yes, manspreading is awful and it's terrible. And it's what's the fucking word they used in the article? A plague. A goddamn plague. They call it a fucking plague. So they'll give the cops the tools to harass people. These are the same people who will also protest cops harassing poor people. But dumbass, you just gave him another fucking tool. This is complete insanity. So congratulations, social justice warriors. I'm going to make a bold prediction here that within a year, we're going to see some article come out of somewhere like the Muffington Post saying that New York City cops are guilty of using manspreading as a means of harassing visible minorities, which again is just a big fucking smokescreen to get you to not acknowledge that this, in fact, is a sexist fucking law. It's a sexist law that targets men, period. And I'm going to make another prediction. And keep in mind, prediction is bad business. I'm going to also guess that within the space of a couple years, the same data for manspreading will be called a plague, as it already is right now. That data is going to be used by the same kinds of jackasses that started this bullshit in the first place to justify women-only cars. That's where you're going on New York City transit. women-only subway cars. The argument that's going to be used is that the women don't feel safe, the men don't value their personal space, and that if you value equality, then women should have their own fucking cars. I don't know. I can't even begin to imagine where else this bullshit is going to go. This has been Paul Proteus with another episode of Why You Don't Have a Man. I'll see you next time, and don't forget to hit the like and subscribe buttons.